Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Art Rubel. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lil Stoner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Lil Stoner. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs strikes out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman strikes out. One out. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel strikes out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musel. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Musel steals second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Musel is safe. Musel moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo strikes out. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Musial scores. Dugan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener strikes out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ruth strikes out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Koenig moves to third. Bob Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Koenig tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Koenig fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-for-1 in the game. Bengo hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pipgras hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Noone now playing first base. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koenig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rubel strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a pop-up towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ruth strikes out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0 for 1 in the game. Stoner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stoner moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lazare hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rubel. Lazare reaches second base with a double. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugan bunts towards first. Noon scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Lazare moves to third. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 2 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lazare scores. It's 3-0, Yankees. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pipgras bunts towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hiney Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rubel takes first base on ball 4. Heilman moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Rubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ruth. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Ruth steals second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Ruth moves to third. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a line drive towards third. McManus catches it and throws to first to double up Gehrig. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodall for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Lil Stoner. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Noone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noone is 0 for 1 in the game. Noone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. George Smith now pitching. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lazzari. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Lazzari steals second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. It's 4 to nothing, Yankees. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bengo bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Dugan moves to second. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pipgras strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mainisch. Combs reaches second base with a double. Dugan scores. It's 5-0, Yankees. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs scores. It's 6-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Koenig moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Rubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 3 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to second. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rubel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. Gehringer moves to third. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bango settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.